Good morning. I am Julie, and we are excited to welcome to the show our very special guest this morning, Canadian John Steingard of Hawk Nelson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I may be Canadian, but my wife and I live in Los Angeles, and so just enjoying the beautiful weather out here right now.
Oh, I'm sure that's much better than Canada's weather this time of year.
Oh my gosh, my parents visited a few weeks ago from Canada. They still live up there. And they just said it's bitterly cold. But you guys are down in New Orleans, right?
Yes, we are.
So you're not experiencing the cold in quite the same way.
Not quite the same way. We don't have, like, feet of snow, but it has been colder than normal, I think. Yeah, well, we have something in common.
What's that?
We share a birthday, June 23rd, right?
You're kidding me. Yeah, that's my birthday. Yeah, right on.
All right, well, let's talk about the band name first. Hawk Nelson, what's that story?
Well, I mean, it really was right out of high school. I mean, the guys kind of all put a name in the hat, and we're just trying to choose a name, and literally there was a hat and names put in. And Hawk Nelson was the one pulled out, and there were some pretty bad options. that were avoided. I mean, chain link, Bob's your uncle. These were, like, imagine, it could have been like, oh, you just heard words by Bob's your uncle. Like, it doesn't work. I mean, Hawk Nelson was the least bad option.
Well, your bandmate Daniel, he's been facing some health issues. How's he doing?
He's doing really good. He had a giant cell tumor in his tibia on his right leg. And so it was just this tumor growing inside the bone. So he had to have about half that bone removed and replaced with a cadaver bone. And, you know, put a bunch of pins in and all this stuff. And the problem with those tumors, it's not cancerous, so it's not going to spread to the rest of his body, but sometimes it comes back in that same place. And so it came back again about a year after the first surgery. And so he had to have surgery again and recover a second time. So it's been kind of a journey for him the last couple of years. But he's back out on the road with us now, and his knee seems to be doing really well. He has a cane that he uses sometimes. He doesn't need it all the time, but it just kind of makes him look cool. You
know? Yeah.
He's like, I don't want people to think that I'm doing this for fun. Like, I actually use it. Like, I'm not trying to, like, create a fashion statement. Like,
well, yeah. We are so excited. Your album, Diamonds, came out this week. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, anytime a band releases an album, you have to understand that, like, it's probably about a year of their life that goes into that, at least. And so to have it kind of released and have feedback from people about it and have people connecting with it and listening to it is just the most gratifying thing. So we're super pumped about it. We're loving what we're hearing back from people about it.
What inspired the songs on this album?
I mean, a bunch of different things. You know, like, I grew up in the church. And so in church, we talk about God. And sometimes it can become sort of a theoretical discussion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to examine in this record, who is the real God that we experience just in our normal everyday life? And you know, how do we relate to him, and how does he relate to us? And so Diamonds, the song, is really about how God uses pressure and trials and struggles to shape us into something stronger and you know, more beautiful and like a diamond. Mm-hmm. And Drops in the Ocean is about God's just unending grace and love and forgiveness for us. Live Like You're Loved is a song that is kind of a response to Drops in the Ocean. And, you know, what happens when we go and live our lives knowing that we're loved unconditionally? What does that look like? And what kind of confidence can that give us? And so those are kind of some themes on the record.
Yeah. Is one of those your favorite song on the album, or is it another?
Well, I have a hard time picking a favorite because, you know, for this record, we wrote, you know, probably 50, 60 songs.
Wow.
And we really released 10 on this album. So, you know, they're all kind of favorites.
When you hear your songs on Christian radio, what do? Do you kind of freak out and sing along, or do you turn it off?
Out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like if I'm like, oh, that's on the radio. It's staggering to me. Sometimes some of the bigger concerts we'll play might be in an arena, you know, playing for 18,000, 20,000 people, and that's huge. But sometimes radio can reach more people than that all at once, and that's just amazing.
Well, you said you grew up in the church. Did you grow up listening to Christian radio?
You know, I actually did. In Canada at the time, that was very rare.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of Christian radio in Canada at the time, but my town did have a station in Barrie, Ontario. And actually, the guy that ran the station was, you know, he supported us a ton when we were getting started. And I really, really think that had a lasting impact on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's switch gears a little bit for our Life Songs lightning round. Are you ready?
Sure, all right.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Summer or winter?
Summer, obviously.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles, because they have all the little things that pick up all the stuff.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram, I'd have to say.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Beach or mountains?
Mountain.
Mac or PC?
Mac, no question.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Really? Most bands are night
rare
owls.
Rare for musicians. Uh-huh.
Rainy or sunny day?
Sunny.
Call or text?
Text.
Peanut butter crunchy or smooth?
You know, on this one's hard. I hate peanut butter.
What?
I know. And nobody believes me. They try to convince me that I'm wrong. But I'm like, trust me, I don't like peanut butter.
I was just thinking, I should send you a jar of this peanut butter.
No, okay. Believe it or not, I do not like peanut butter.
All right, so no peanut butter. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Book or movie?
Book.
And what word would you use to describe yourself? Just one word.
Oh, gosh. That's really hard. This is supposed to be a lightning round. I'm not being very lightning. Well, I would say I'm an adventurer.
Okay.
I like adventure.
Okay. Would your bandmates use another word to describe you?
Maybe workaholic.
An adventurous workaholic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for taking time to join us this morning. What's next for Hawk Nelson?
Oh, thank you very much for having me. We're thrilled to have this record out, and we're doing a tour this spring with the Afters and Dan Bremnes, which is not too long, just a few shows, but then we're planning a big fall tour. So I haven't seen exactly where all we're going this fall. But hopefully we should be in your area, and we'd really love to you know, come and play a show and sing with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll be seeing you in the fall then.
Would love that.
Thank you, John, for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.